The Myth of Willpower. All conversations about habit development should start with a discussion of willpower. This is a phrase we use whenever we try to break negative routines. In fact, we often blame a lack of willpower when things do not go according to plan. After failing, we usually say something like, "I didn't have the willpower to resist temptation." The truth is, people place too much emphasis on willpower. Sure, it's important to follow through with our commitments, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. Breaking a habit isn't a simple matter of grinding your way through the day and swearing to never succumb to temptation. If you rely on mental strength alone, then you won't know how to act when you're overwhelmed by stress or mental exhaustion. When you attempt to change a habit, failure stems from a concept called ego depletion. In the book Willpower by Roy F. Baumeister and John Tierney, the authors describe ego depletion as a person's diminished capacity to regulate their thoughts, feelings, and actions. Simply put, your willpower is like a muscle. It weakens throughout the day because of constant use. You also have a limited amount of willpower. Once you reach your limit, it becomes very difficult to focus and resist temptations. Ego depletion has been tested in a number of other experiments, producing findings similar to those of Baumeister and his colleagues. They've proven two important things. 1. You have a finite amount of willpower that becomes depleted as you use it. 2. You use the same stock of willpower for every type of task. This has an important implication when it comes to breaking bad habits. Your life is already filled with stress, obligations, and a lot of decisions. Each withdraws a small amount of your willpower. As the day goes on, you'll find it gets increasingly difficult to regulate your behavior and stay committed to a habit change. And that's why most of us binge on bad habits late in the evening. Now let's toss another concept into the mix. At some point, we've all experienced what's called the hot-cold empathy gap. The official Wikipedia definition of the hot-cold empathy gap, or HCEG, is as follows. A cognitive bias in which a person underestimates the influences of visceral drives and instead attributes behavior primarily to other non-visceral factors. In layman's terms, whenever we plan a habit change, it's easy to underestimate the level of desire or temptation we experience on a regular basis. Even worse, when you fail to plan for those moments of weakness, it's easy to turn a simple temptation into a snowball effect that results in binging on a bad habit. Let's say you want to lose weight, so you plan to overhaul your diet. You promise to eat healthy greens and follow a gluten-free, no-processed food diet for the rest of your life. It's fun to write down this goal because you're making a commitment to create a better version of yourself. This plan works great for a few days. You've dropped a few pounds and you experience a new level of energy. But one day your boss yells at you because of an error on the TPS report. Suddenly your willpower is starting to crack. You feel bad about yourself, so all you want now is some comfort food, like a few slices of delicious pizza. Next thing you know, you're sitting at home, gorging on an extra-large pizza pie with all the fixings. And what about your new diet? It's quickly forgotten because you're tired, stressed, and simply want to feel better. This is an extreme form of the HCEG. When you mapped out your new habit, you didn't plan for those times when ego depletion pops up and you experience a heightened amount of temptation. The truth is, our best intentions often fail in the harsh light of how much you desire to engage in the very habit you're trying to eliminate. In psychology terms, your superego is no match for your id. People tend to make promises, like on New Year's Eve, that they can't keep when faced with temptation. Even worse, they forget how alluring certain impulses feel. When planning a habit change, expect to face temptation, especially when your willpower is at its weakest. Only when you understand your own limitations will you have a plan for overcoming them. With that in mind, let's jump into the step-by-step portion of this book, starting with laying the foundation for making a specific habit change.